I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
WGR Sports Radio 550. It's time to take a look inside high school sports. Now, here's your host, Tony Caligiuri.
Inside High School Sports is brought to you by Mineo and Sapio Italian Sausage. Taste the difference quality makes.
Morning. Welcome to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince from WNY Athletics. Our resident troublemaker, Roger Weiss, is in the house, and we are also joined by Brian Baker, head girls basketball coach, Wilson High School. Derek Kramer, producing. Good morning.
You say the nicest things, Anthony. I'm flattered.
I'm trying to butter you up, Roger. I'm still waiting for you to bring in some pie.
No pie. I can't have it.
No, you can't. That's right.
Well, I would have bought in pie, but Tom can't have it. So it would have been, you know, why would we make him suffer with him watching us? Easy for you, DK. Yeah.
I'll eat his pie. For him.
I can eat.
DK's saying he'll eat it for me, so that's fine. You can have my piece then.
We would have tried it. We would have made the sacrifice
there
for you,
Tom. There you go.
Anthony, is DK pregnant? Is he going to eat for two?
I don't think
so. I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to tell anybody, DK. I'll withdraw that comment, okay?
The reveal is out. Roger went and blew it. All right, guys. It's a chilly Saturday morning in Western New York, and we are coming down to the end of the winter season, so to speak. We have sectionals just around the corner for basketball, and wrestling is just getting going. Bowling is already into their sectionals.
Yeah, big tournament down at Southwestern. Terry Kunick is down at Southwestern all day for wrestling.
That's
today.
Small schools, and then large schools will be over at Star Point for right. theirs. So you'll have Star Point and Southwestern both going on today for wrestling.
Real nice, right around the corner from each other, so you can go back and forth. One's at Star Point, the other's at Southwestern.
Yeah, so Western New York Athletics will be there for both of them on the NFHS network for both those wrestlings. We'll have somebody down at Southwestern, and we'll have people over at Star Point today.
Yeah, I know Terry Kunick is doing a
character athlete of the week.
Down at the Southwestern.
That's
he'll
great.
Be there
great
all
stuff.
Day.
Great stuff. So we've got that going on, and then just around the corner, baseball, softball. Tom's licking his chops. He said
school.
Baseball.
Can't
yes,
wait.
Let's do it.
Hey, Major League Baseball starts games next week already, so we're ready
serious?
To go. Yep.
The reason Mr. Butel was unable to attend today, he had an 8 o'clock softball practice at N Trip. At 10 o'clock, he's having a signing, and I'm happy to announce that Gabriella McDuffie, if the name's familiar, her brother Isaiah, former Connelly Cup winner and a football player at Boston College. Mm-hmm. By the way, Anthony, they both attended Olmsted High School. That's that shrine on Suffolk Avenue in the 14215 that used
Never
to be called
it.
Kensington.
Never heard of
anyway,
it.
Anyway.
That team we dominated when I went to high school.
You
okay,
wish.
Yeah, I remember.
Anyway,
we did. Never lost to Kensington.
Anyway, Gabby is signing to play basketball at
awesome.
N-Trip. And
That's
then
great.
Nate has to go down to Dunkirk. Olivia Smith will be signing to play at N Trip. So
meanwhile, his basketball team's like dominating everybody.
Oh, there,
as they would say, Rick Jenner would say, they're scary good.
Yeah, very, very scary good. So congratulations to them.
Banks, have you had a chance to watch them?
Not yet. Actually, he was at Wilson last night. He's out every night, and he was with his wife and. I actually asked him if he ever got any sleep because he's there watching games last night. And he let me know that the regionals are going to be hosted at N Trip this year. So
cool.
It's going to be an off day for us.
Do you have a date on it?
Next, I think it's the last weekend there in February, which goes into March there, the Saturday, Sunday there. Ooh. So he's going to host. So we'll be able to go catch a game. Hopefully be able to bring our team out.
Nice.
Yeah,
best of luck, Nate.
One other thing I have, Anthony, we said it last week. I'll say it again this week, and we'll put it on website, Benji Blumen would like people to know that classes for prospective new officials will begin on Monday, March 2nd, and will be held for four consecutive Mondays.
Roger, you're being scary right now.
Why?
Because yesterday I was talking to Mike Greenberg, a well-known Western New York official, while he was doing my taxes, and that's exactly what we were talking about, was recruiting for officiating and how they are shorthanded. Mike is retiring. This is his last season after 42 years of being an official in Western New York.
There are a few people out there that would suggest that Benji would retire after that episode he had, but that has not been finalized yet. In defense of Benji's wishes, I think he'd be more worked up if he was not officiating than if he was. But, you know, at his age and all that, is something he should seriously consider.
Health is more important.
Yeah, but
can't believe you brought this up, because it's so weird that we were talking about it yesterday.
And if I have trouble, I'll let you know. I think we should post it, because they still have a couple weeks for those that are interested.
Yeah, that's one thing that I was talking with Mike about, was getting a hold of the proper authorities to get information to post on our Facebook page. You go to Inside High School Sports on Facebook. A lot of great stuff on there, including back and forth debate as to what's going on with Iroquois. We're going to get into that in just a little bit. Tom,
just a funny antidote with that scenario that you're talking about with the refs. So everybody knows Nelson Adams, who's at every basketball game in Western New York
boys
when it comes to
girls.
The boys and girls, right? So when I got a chance to talk to him, I always make sure I go over and grab him for a few seconds. He actually has now the referee that email with him in a little note card. And when somebody's complaining now about him, about the officials, he wants to turn around and just say, here you go. Here's the email.
Excellent.
Right now to do it.
Excellent.
So, Nelson, kudos to you. You're doing everything you can to help out.
All right. Let's get into news and notes. Gil Licata wanted me to pass this along. Coaches versus sheriffs basketball game. Come watch as a Star Point women and men's basketball coaches, including Grace, will take on the Niagara County when Sheriff Vautour retires, or after he retires. He might have given them a run, but it's going to be February 24th at 6 p.m. in the Star Point Gym. Proceeds will go to Niagara County Victims Assistance, as well as the girls and boys basketball programs. Let's see. Tony Watson, who played for Reggie Witherspoon at UB, Grace Licata, Buff State, Williamsville South, Luke Vogel, Vinny Deloso, and the rest of the boys and girls staffs will be participating.
Of course, they had to bring in a ringer, Grace Licata.
Can you say three? Downtown. So thank you, Gil, for sending that along. Also, I mentioned this last week, NASA will be hosting their spring NFL flag football with NASA member organizations, as well as the YMCA of Buffalo and Niagara participating. The season will run from mid-May to mid-June and will be held at various NASA member fields. We're talking about Williamsville, Lancaster, Clarence, Lockport, Wheatfield, you know. So you want to check with those organizations to find out more. Girls and boys are encouraged to play. Ages are from 5 to 14. Registration will begin on March 1st. You can go to NiagaraErieYouthSports.com, NiagaraErieYouthSports.com for more information. Also, the Jim McNally Wildcat Offense Clinic, Saturday, March 21st. From 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., it will be held at Kenmore East High School, 350 Freeze Road in Tonawanda. There is no free for this clinic, so registration deadline is Friday, March 13th. If they don't get enough coaches signed up for it, there will be no clinic. You can email pveltri@ktufsd.org to register. That's pveltri@ktufsd.org, and that's where you go to register.
So some big things that happened this week. First of all, congratulations, Brian Fry, who is committed now to the University of Toledo. He plays for Medina, one of their shortstops. Great job. He'll be going Division One. Congratulations to Myla Klein, who got her 1,000th point this week on Wednesday. And then last night from the college ranks, where we're going to have huge implications here for Western New York baseball, we had 6 players on the Niagara University team that upsets number 14 Florida State. And that is Peter Battaglia from Will North, Tom Minarski of Lancaster, also played for Alden, Jacob Brunning from Roy Hart, Benny Serrano from Ken West, Michael Gabriel with Canisius, and Dawson Bailey from Lewiston Porter were part of that team that upset number 14 Florida State last night.
That is so cool. I love it. And it seems like we were just talking about Brunning like last week or
something. This is his brother.
Oh.
So this is actually, we talked about Charlie all last year, right, where he had some big games. This is Jacob, his brother, who was committed to D1 the year before. So Jacob is a great pitcher, and he pitched in this game along with Benarski. And you remember, Benarski, we talked about towards the end of his high school career, was the one who had the perfect game against Jamestown in the playoffs,
right,
but was a perennial first-team All-Western New York pitcher for us, and he's showing it now in the next level.
Didn't Canisius women's softball start off with like a no-hitter or a shutout, Raj?
I haven't heard. I guess they did start this week. I've been kind of involved with basketball and haven't had a chance to do my due diligence on softball just yet, but I will be working on it.
In today's Niagara Gazette, an article by John D'Onofrio, Lockport High School girls are going to be joining the Federation next year. They're still short on players. They're looking to combine with another school. Now, you already have Lockport and Niagara Falls teamed up in boys Federation hockey. I wonder if they would consider that or that would be a possibility for girls. So then they would join the Niagara County team and then be able to put 2 teams up in Niagara County. So girls Federation hockey expanding. Congratulations to them. Now, if you guys remember, we had Dan Kaplan on, how many weeks ago was that, Raj?
A week before last.
All right. And you remember I asked him the question. I said, Dan, any 300s yet this season? And he said, no, not yet. Well, since then, we've had 4 300s, and I'd like to congratulate, Peyton Anderson of Lockport. He's the only boy to throw a 300. The 3 other ones are girls. Melissa Large from Tonawanda, Josie DeVoe from Iroquois, and Michaela, how do you pronounce it, Tom? Payserb?
Yes, yeah. Make sure you get that B in there. I was very adamant I had to get that B in there.
It's amazing. And I saw video highlights on Twitter. Pretty cool stuff. So congratulations to the 4. I've never witnessed a 300 live. In fact, I don't think I've even seen it done on TV with the Pro Bowlers. Were you there to witness it?
I was on the other side, so I didn't get to see the girls throw these, right? We actually have video of them throwing their final balls. You'll see when
I saw 2 of them.
Yes, so the two girls that threw the 300s, we have video out there of both of them that threw it, and I've done post interviews with both of them, and it was great to hear. And to be honest with you, Melissa also, to add into that accomplishment for bowling, had a series of a 785, which to me is even just as good as that 300.
Well, that means she averaged 240 the other two games.
Right. Well, the ABCs recognize an 800 very similar to the way they do a 300 for a 3-game set. Like, you get rings in bowling when it comes to that for a 300 and 800. So she was 15 pins away from an 800, which to me is a absolutely phenomenal
series.
Well,
it's only a 267 average for 3 games.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about bowling, and I don't know if I could get 300 with bumpers or anything. I know this. Peyton Anderson's a great kid, a really great family. And he, you know, he just works so hard at his craft, and I know that family real well, but I just wanted to shout out Peyton because that's great. And I saw a video of his last roll there too, and it was pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations to them.
I also got a chance to cover a great game earlier this week that I really wanted to give some special recognition to. Siobhan Ryan of Sacred Heart knocked down 33 points in a game against St. Mary's, was on fire. She was hitting from threes all over the place, went inside when she had to. Also a Division I committed to the University of Richmond. Just an unbelievable game that I got a chance to witness. And then on the other side for St. Mary's, Shayshesky also putting up, I think it was 27, 28 points that she put up in that same game. Two great girls players, and we're going to hear about Shay also probably going to the Division I level.
Oh, absolutely.
I know. She's gotten offers. She just hasn't put the commitment down yet.
The coach from Richmond came to watch Siobhan Ryan play a game against St. Mary's a while back, and right then and there when he saw Shay Chesky at St. Mary's, made her a verbal offer on the spot. Whoa. Shay is only a sophomore. She will probably... At the end of next week, they're projecting it for the Nichols game, go over 1,000 points as a sophomore.
It's amazing.
It's absolutely amazing.
Anthony, I have a confession to make. No. I went and had a garbage plate last night.
You are the cruelest person I know. You come in here on a Saturday morning, no pie, I'm hungry, and you're talking about a
garbage
plate.
You're always hungry.
Well, that's beside the point.
So anyway, as long as we went for a garbage plate on the way back, Terry and I says, you know what? We're going to go to a basketball game.
Yeah, you guys have never done that before.
No. Can you say 6'11", 400 pounds?
No.
The player from Victor. 6'11", 400 pounds. I mean... You see them standing with his teammates, and it would look like Shaquille O'Neal standing next to you. It's just, you know.
As Brian and Nate would say, that's one of the bigs.
He goes, he has to actually duck when he goes through the doorway and all
that.
Wow. Terry went down and talked to his mom yesterday. Size 18 shoes.
Wow.
And, I mean, he's agile. He's got a soft shooting touch, scored 20 points last night.
What college is he going to?
Still young. Funny you mention that. He's only a junior. His brother, who is no twerp in his own right, went for a few college visits, and the whole family went. Well, the coach saw the family walk in and didn't even go near the guy he was there recruiting. He went right over to the kid brother. Like I say, 6'11". You ought to see this guy. Seems like the most gentle giant you've ever seen.
He also plays defensive line for them on the football front. But they say he's so big, like from the height perspective, it's tough to put him on the offensive line that he plays defensive line is where he plays for them.
Anthony, his calves are bigger than all the other players' thighs. Unbelievable.
Wow.
But it was, like I say, well, we had to do something. We just can't go for a garbage plate and come home. Well, I guess we could, but it wouldn't be right.
All right, did you have anything else for news and notes? All right, G&G Fitness Coach of the Week. Congratulations to Drew Wilcox, Faulkner Wrestling, New York State Division II Dual Meet Champions. That was submitted to livefit.com. If you would like to nominate a coach, let us know who the coach is, what school, and why they are being nominated. Go to livefit.com. Bit of controversy that we posted on our Facebook page. I was in contact with Just a Mom during the week. We're getting an update as to what's going on with Iroquois and the never-ending battle over the fields and stands and everything else, trying to get them to be compliant with the Americans with Disability Act. So now it's being thrown out there, and I don't like how they worded the proposal, but basically looking to vote where – you know, the residents can vote on a new field. And the way it's worded is it makes it sound like, it would be better if we go with a grass field. How could you even in today's day and age, how could you even contemplate a grass field when turf has been proven to be so much better, not only long-term savings on costs, but the ability, the usefulness that you get out of it? It's just a complete mind fry as to why they're even proposing grass. And talking with John Mariocker as well during the week, he said the problem is not enough people attend these board meetings. Not enough people in the district are aware or paying any attention as to what's going on with the issues facing the school. So if you are in that district, kind of take and think about where you're at right now. I strongly recommend a turf field.
You know what he said about not enough people attend the board meetings. They had a full house when they had the board meeting when the public was upset when they were dismissing Coach Mattson. And that didn't seem, you know, you could have twice as many people. They already had the trouble is when you have these board meetings open for the public, these are token meetings, Anthony.
Yeah,
the decision
already
has already been made, but they have to pacify the public by saying, oh, yeah, we had a public meeting about it. Didn't do a damn bit of good, but they had a meeting.
Well, you got to vote them out, and you got to get people in there that are willing to do things right. It's garbage. That's all it is. And, you know, get involved if you're in the district.
To mention, and I won't mention names, we know who we're talking about, slight conflict of interest on the school at Iroquois.
Could be. All right, guys, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk girls basketball. Who is, who's doing what, Raj? You and Brian are going to be able to break that one down for us. We'll be back with more Inside High School Sports on WGR Sports Radio 550. You'd be surprised what we're talking about during the breaks, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. I'm your host, Tony Caligiuri, along with Tom Prince of WNY Athletics, Roger Weiss, and Brian Baker, head girls basketball coach at Wilson. We're talking food. I know it's a shock. So, Brian, you really think peanut butter on a cheeseburger? I got to try that.
Yeah, there's some really good ones around. I think you got to go for it.
All right.
Creamy or crunchy?
I think creamy with bacon.
Okay. I will give it a try. It took me a long time to try a egg, fried egg on a burger, and after I did, I'm like,
that's awesome.
My God, this is delicious. Having that yolk running down. Mm. Whoa. Poor Tom.
Sunny
like, will you guys shut up? I'm on a diet over here. How much have you lost now? 70?
74.
That's amazing.
That's great.
That is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very
so
much.
So proud of
means
you.
Means a lot.
Two more pounds in 76. That's the spirit.
Oh, no. That was a long time ago, Raj. All right. We're talking girls basketball this morning. And between Roger and Brian and Tom, you guys cover an awful lot out there. And, you know, I know from, you know, watching with the, you know, Danny Haskell with 3,000 points and this one with one. It seemed like we had several 1,000 point scores this year. City of Buffalo and, you know, Section 6. A tremendous year for girls basketball.
Yeah, it's been fun getting out, watching a lot of the talent that's in Western New York. You know, you see the kids at a young age, and then, you know, they become juniors and seniors, and it's super impressive how far they've come. And the talent's, with especially even the underclassmen, it's really out of control. I mean, it's really fun to watch, and the potential for Section 6 Western New York basketball is really good, I feel, this year in the playoffs.
Not to mention the parity. I mean, it just seems like it's so much closer together. You know, whether you're talking about Senior Martin, Section 6, City of Buffalo, you know, it's not so much one team, you know, just completely running away and everybody's just left behind. There's some parity going on.
And the young girls that are out there, Brian, I'm sure we could come up with an 8th and 9th grade team only, and they could play with anybody in Western New York. They're that good. You know, the girl, Owens girl at Springville Griffin. That I saw that Kaylee Kristoff at DePew. Boy, wow, she matured from 8th to 9th grade. She's a complete player. Darren Fenn's daughter playing at Orchard Park. She's an 8th grader, and she's already, what, about 6'1 and all that, and looks like she's going to dominate. It's just, for the next 3-4 years, it's going to be a lot of fun to be a part of.
But we've been saying that for several years now, and that's how amazing girls basketball has been. Because as you said, Brian, you're watching those young girls grow and then become juniors and seniors. And
well,
we just repeat it all over again with new batch of 7th and 8th graders that are contributing. You know, the season's about ready to wind down. When is the last game?
The seeding meeting's actually next weekend, so there's still potential to play some games in this next week or so. Most of the leagues are winding down early next week. Some of them have already wrapped up, but we should have a pretty good gauge where the brackets are for the most part. some of the brackets still have a lot of things that could happen.
There's some tweaking that'll going on. The NFL, obviously, they're done because they have their playoff game or their pre-playoff game Monday and their championship games Wednesday. So NFL is done with their league games.
Can you guys forecast yet as to maybe some of the who might be some of the number one seeds?
Yeah, I think some of the most of the brackets are pretty much at least the top seeds are set. You know, the B1, B2 bracket, that's still got some – there's some implications that still have to happen one way or the other. You know, double A is pretty much set.
Mostly the fourth through A seeds. There's a lot of back and forth that could go on. But top 1, 2, 3 and just about all classifications are pretty well etched in stone.
Go through some of the brackets where you think you have a good handle on who's going to be top seed.
Well, let's go with Class D because that's the easiest one. Panama, Panama, and Panama.
So what you're saying is that Panama has a chance of advancing.
Very good chance.
I can read the tea leaves.
And I'll go on record as saying Panama is going to win. Maybe the people of Sherman might take exceptions to that, but they're the second seed, but there is a huge gap. You know, you got the Twin Towers at Panama, Natalie Angeletti and Kylie Chenars. Interesting game today for you basketball junkies down at the Southern Tier. Those two are going against Danny Haskell in a non-league game today. That would be very interesting. It's almost tempting to go down there if it weren't for the two games that are right around the corner in Williamsville this afternoon. And by the way, I want to mention that because you have Mount Mercy in your tournament. Buffalo News has Mount Mercy playing at Sacred Heart today. Actually, that is Our Lady of Mercy from Rochester that's playing at Sacred Heart this afternoon. And that would be a 2:30 game.
Yeah, Mercy's going to play Grand Island today at our place in Wilson at 2 o'clock. And then we will play Williamsville North at 3:30 for the championship of the postseason prep tournament. Yeah, Panama and Franklinville, I'm sure they're both pretty happy that they're split now. They're C's and D's, so they're a different playoff bracket. But, yeah, we played Panama, and Panama's great, very well coached. Jeff does a great job with them, and they have a really, really solid team. C2's...
I want to mention that. For the last 5 years, the team that eliminated Panama from their season went on to win the state championship. Franklinville last year and Hovelton out of Section 2 3 years back in the Page-McCormick area.
Yeah, absolutely. If we go to the C2s, I think, you know, you got Franklinville, I believe, probably still the favorite, but you got Holland and Maple Grove in that bracket, and it's going to be a really interesting bracket, I think. I think there's... They're pretty even. I think the experience alone with Franklinville might give them the edge, but both Holland and Maple Grove are playing really well, so that should be a good bracket.
Franklinville's got to do it the hard way. They'd have to beat Maple Grove and then turn around and beat Holland. And, yeah, you hear about the Klein sisters at Holland, but let's not leave out
the big
Claire Pickett. That girl can play. She's about 6'1", and there's a lot of girls 6'1" out there, but this girl's got a wingspan like an albatross. She stands in the paint on defense, and you better have your outside shooting game on track, or you're not going to win because you're just not going to penetrate the key.
Yeah, I got a chance to cover Holland and Eden and got a chance to see Claire play, and she was definitely a huge impact player in that game. In fact, talking to Coach Doherty over at Eden, right? He even said that he was so worried about the big underneath. He was so worried about her underneath and what she could do. And that's exactly what you saw in that game where they had to double team her in that game to try to take her out of the game as much as possible. But I'll tell you, that is a tough team because what you've got is inside and outside presence right there. And when those Klein sisters are on and they're hitting that shot from the outside and then you add her inside, that will be a very tough team to play in the playoffs.
And all three Klein girls can hit threes.
Let's go through some of the others. Who else?
In the C1 bracket, you got Portville. They're going to be the one seed, and Chautauqua Lake's in there. And I think those two teams are going to have a pretty good chance of coming out of that bracket. You know, obviously very well coached. Both those teams are playing well. They're in tough divisions. And I think the C1, I think, in my opinion, those are the front runners out of the C1.
I agree, too. About the only difference is, they all have to, we're the C1 finals and semis, they'll be at JCC, so the 2-3, it doesn't matter. It's not a home court advantage. So even though Chautauqua Lake is the 3 seed, I agree with Brian 100%. Chautauqua Lake versus Portville. Carly Welty, I guess, is back from an owie. So that makes Port, in my opinion, makes Portville a favorite, but it's not a given against Chautauqua Lake, which is very good.
Looking at the B2s, I think it's pretty wide open. The B1, B2 bracket is extremely tough. A lot of good players, a lot of good teams. And the B2s, I have to have a little bias towards us. We got Wilson in there. You got Eden. Southwestern, Fredonia, Newfane's going to be a 4 seed. So you got some teams that are going to be 7, 8, 9 seeds. Allegheny Limestone could potentially be a 12 or 13 seed, and they're really good. They're just in a great division, very well coached, a lot of experience there in the playoffs, a senior heavy class.
So some of the games this week are going to pretty much shape the rest of the B1s, B2s.
Yeah, the B2 bracket right now, there's two or three games that still have to play. So there is maybe two or three different scenarios that can still happen between 6 and 13. A couple coin flips potentially. So that's probably going to have to wait till the seeding meeting, especially down at the 12 and 13. Those potentially could be a coin flip, which could be a pretty big coin flip.
I believe you said Southwestern is up to a potential 3 seed?
Southwestern will be a 5. Southwestern's going to be a 5. Olmsted looks like they'll take the 3. Newfane will probably sit at the 4.
So Southwestern, Newfane, I like Southwestern in that game. You might end up having to go against Southwestern, which will be no easy task.
Early, absolutely not.
And then Olmsted and Eden. I kind of like Eden in that game, but Gabby McDuffie, you never know if she's on. Look out. But I'm sure Joe Doherty will probably find a way against, if Gabby McDuffie gets her points, I'm sure Joe Doherty will have it so the others do not beat Eden.
Yeah, and Eden's playing really well.
Yes. They knocked off Holland in the rematch that Tom Prince alluded to earlier, the game that he did for Western New York Athletics.
And he's got a couple great guards right down there, too, that can play with any guards around also. So
Zittle and Brooke Woodard, yep. They don't get much better than them, too.
Yeah, and Brooke Woodard hit her, was just missing the school record. At this point, I'm sure she's gotten.
Yes,
she's now
she
the
has.
School record holder,
yes.
Down in Eden, too.
Boys and girls.
Yep. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it was 1,030 and change is what the record was that she went and broke.
Yeah, Brooke's a great kid, really impressive, hard worker. And Joe's got them playing well. But Fredonia any night, they have a great team too. So B2 should be very interesting. Looking at the B1s, it looks like Dunkirk's going to have to play City Honors in the semis. At least that's what I'm looking at. You got Iroquois versus EA, East Aurora potentially in the semis too, so you're going to have some heavyweight battles go on real early in the playoffs there. I think the B1 bracket is going to be very solid. Dunkirk's playing tremendous.
Is City Honors the best that's coming out of the city of Buffalo?
Oh, in the city of Buffalo,
haven't lost yet.
Yeah.
Another big there that is a huge impact player in Western New York.
Oh, yeah, Wood, she's outstanding. And Park is phenomenal.
I hear Park might be having owie. This is what I'm hearing. She hasn't been in the box score lately. However, they have that Desmond Monda Neal, who's a transfer from, North Carolina. That girl can play. Interesting game, two different styles. If City Honors ends up with Dunkirk, I don't know if that'll be the final. I'm sure Iroquois will have something to say about that. They're in the mix, too. Right now, Burgard is the 3 seed. They would play Iroquois. That'll be a mismatch, I would think.
And for Dunkirk, they just had a 1,000-point scorer.
Would it be Kim Nance?
Yes, Kimmy just hit 1,000 points. And
the last of the K Nance sisters. There's a whole bunch of them. I think this is the youngest.
And Coach Ricker, I think, has done a great job. I mean, he's turned that program around, and congrats to them. I think they win today. They win a league title for the first time in 29 years.
Wow. Before we go to the break, we do have breaking news from WNY Athletics' own Matt O'Rourke. Tom?
Yeah, Matt O'Rourke breaking news at the Star Point Wrestling Tournament, the sectional chips. As he walks in this morning, a handful of wrestlers were removed from the brackets by an on-site doctor. GI Grand Island State title hopeful Adam Dagestani is among a few of the others who won't be competing today. There'll be more info to come out on it from Matt O'Rourke, but Matt O'Rourke has some breaking news coming from Star Point for the sectional championships.
Wow. Doctor coming in and removing them? I can't wait to find out what this is all about. That's amazing. I've never heard of anything like that happening.
Will that affect their ability to go to the States?
I don't know.
I mean, right, assumption, because I don't know. My assumption is yes, you need to qualify, right?
Right.
That would be my assumption.
Well, Matt will be on top of it, and he'll keep everybody informed. You can follow him on Twitter. Also, check WNYAthletics.com. I'm sure there'll be a write-up on that when all the information is gathered.
Wow.
All right, let's take – yeah, it's huge.
Wow.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with who's doing what and what brackets. And we'll also want to remind you, Sports Talk Saturday follows us at 11 right here on WGR Sports Radio 550. We're back. You're listening to Inside High School Sports. Sports Talk Saturday follows us at 11. We're trying to track down Matt O'Rourke to see if we can get an update as to what's going on at Star Point. In case you missed it, a doctor has removed several wrestlers from the tournament today. They will not be able to wrestle. Then, obviously, the implication there is, are they able to qualify? So we're hoping to find out before the show ends. If not, follow WNYAthletics.com or Matt O'Rourke on Twitter, and hopefully we'll find out soon enough as to what happened. I mean, it's very mysterious. I've never seen anything happen like this in high school. 19 years of doing this program is absolutely crazy, but we'll try and pass that along to you before we get out of here. Back to talking girls basketball, guys. We left off with B1s and B2s. Where are we now?
With the A2s, you got South is going to be the one seed. The interesting thing in the A2s, in my opinion, is with Louport and Grand Island, and potentially they could match up for a fourth time this year, and you don't see that often. Same league, you got still a couple games that they have to play coming up. So
they play Monday at 2 o'clock at Ken East, I believe. Or maybe possibly Ken West.
Yeah, I think it's Ken West.
Okay.
And I will actually have the call on that game.
The
so
Monday
will
is
be.
At
yep,
Ken, I know the Wednesday call. Games are at Ken West. The winner of Louport and Grand Island Girls then will play Lockport on Wednesday at Ken West for the Niagara Frontier League Championship. But that'll be Monday will be the third time they've met this year, and that's exclusive of tournament games. And then it looks like they're going to be the 2 and 3 seeds, so if all the teams go true to form, they will be matched up in the semifinals as well.
Wow.
So, and then the 1-4 game will be Will South probably versus the winner of Amherst and Lakeshore. Now, on paper, Amherst should be the favorite in that game, but, you know, Amherst, it depends on which Amherst team shows up. They are the only team to knock off O'Hara, Western New York team to knock off O'Hara this year.
That was so, early on, though.
No, it was only about, what, maybe a week or so ago? So, like I say, if Amherst's on, especially if Wanzer and Klein are on, they could beat anybody. And I think the key for Amherst is if Steinle and Halt stay out of foul trouble, where they can double up on Amari if it eventually get to a game against Will South. But it's a very interesting, entertaining bracket.
Yeah, and the A1s, I think Hamburg will take that bracket.
And pretty much.
I don't know if they'll be tested.
Yeah, Hutch Tech is the number 2 seed, and there is a huge gap between Hutch Tech and, well, Hamburg and anybody in that classification. Hutch Tech, obviously, in the Buffalo School League, other than City Honors, they pretty much had their own way with all the teams. I don't see them getting anywhere near Hamburg in that game. And that's assuming Hutch Tech makes it to the final. They could get knocked off early.
And then in the double A's, right now Orchard Park's the one seed, but Will North is the two. They still have to play a last league game. So that bracket could change. North could go to one, Orchard Park could go to two, and I think Lockport and Frontier are set at 3 and 4. You know, that bracket to me is pretty wide open. I think all those teams could beat each other any night. You know, I've seen a few of those teams play. We got Will North today, so I know Coach Shaw will always have that team ready. And we played Lockport. They got that team playing well right now too. So
tell Shaw I said hello.
I definitely will.
Yeah, Lancaster is the eighth seed in that league, and there are only 8 teams. But Lancaster has been competitive in every game they win. There's a lot of parity in Double A. The good news for the rest of the teams, Claire Krushka at Frontier, which is the fourth seed right now, was not cleared to return to play coming off an ACL injury last summer. Ooh. And that's good news for the other teams and all there. You add Claire Krushka to that already feisty Frontier Falcon, Lady Falcons team, and then they're easily the favorite. So now she will not be able to play. Sad for her in her senior year.
Yeah, sorry to hear that.
She will be going to play for Melissa Graham at St. John Fisher next year. But, you know, our heartfelt condolences to Claire for not being able to. She was really looking forward to it.
What about in Monsignor Martin?
Okay, Monsignor Martin, again, it's going to be a repeat of last year. Downstate Catholic hierarchy dictates who can come out of Western New York and do what. So in all their wisdom, the top two teams, which will be Cardinal O'Hara and Sacred Heart, will play each other for the Monsignor Martin Championship. The winner goes down to represent Western New York in the double A's in the Catholic championships for the state. The runner-up stays home. Then the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh team, which would be Sacred Heart, probably fourth, I'm guessing, would be Mount Mercy. Sacred Heart. Yeah.
No, it's St. Mary's, right?
No, St. Mary's will be playing. So,
yeah, you said Sacred Heart. So St. Mary's plays Cardinal O'Hara.
My mistake. Yeah. And I know the St. Mary's parents are listening, so I guess I'm going to hear about it this afternoon.
Good.
My apologies.
Give it to them.
St. Mary's will play Cardinal O'Hara. The winner goes downstate. The loser stays home. Sacred Heart, Narden,
Mercy,
Mount Mercy, Nichols, and there's a fifth school there that escapes me right now. Oh, Mount St. Mary's will play. There'll be a play-in game and then semifinals, and whoever comes out of there, and Sacred Heart would be the favorite out of those 5 teams. They will represent downstate for the A championship. Then the 3 other teams in the league, which would be Central Christian Academy, Park School, and Buffalo Seminary. There'll be a playing game for 2 of them. That winner will play the 3rd team, and that team will actually go downstate for the B championship. Again, downstate dictates what happens with Monsignor Martin. It's a shame. It would be nice if we could send Sacred Heart, St. Mary's, and Cardinal O'Hara down there to represent Western New York. Downstate will not let that happen.
No, it always seems like Western New York gets the short end of the deal in any aspect of high school sports. I don't like that at all. What are some of the key dates and venues for the playoffs for, you know, the basketball fans are going to want to catch some of the action?
Okay, March 1st, and I believe all Catholic championship games playoffs will be at the Villa Maria School in Chickawaga. March 6th will be the semis. I'm sorry, March 1st will be the semis. March 6th will be the finals.
Now, and that's all at Villa Maria?
All at Villa Maria. As far as the Section 6, where do you want me to start? Anyway, for up and through the quarterfinals, it will be all higher seed. It gets the home court advantage. Semifinals, A2, it will be at Clarence. That's on Tuesday, March 3rd. Double A will be at Star Point on Tuesday, March 3rd. A1 and semis at Clarence on Wednesday, the 4th. B2 semis at Star Point and also on Wednesday, March 4th. C1 semis and the D1 semi will be at JCC on March 4th. March 5th, Thursday at Star Point will be the B1 semis. You notice I'm saying semis. Only the finals for the girls will be played at Buffalo State.
Right.
And that will be on Sunday, March 8th at 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. The C crossover will be at 6 p.m. at JCC on Tuesday the 10th. And the A and B crossovers will be Wednesday the 11th at Buff State at 5 and 7. The girls' regionals, Far West regionals this year, will be at Rush Henrietta at 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7.
Thank you very much.
There'll be a test on that later, Tony. I hope you were paying attention.
I did. I'm studying up for it. Thank you very much, guys, for a great show, as always. Next week, we'll get into boys basketball.
I believe Center Court will be joining us next Saturday.
Oh, no, he can't make it next Saturday? Well, we'll still be talking boys basketball and the rest of the playoffs. And basically, we're going to do that as we get you up until the spring sports. Thanks for listening. Sports Talk Saturday is next.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.